Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And Gene Wilcox and Jane Cameron are with us, ladies and gentlemen. They're old friends of ours, been on the show before. They're the authors of Abulard's ABCs of Branding, 26 Concepts to Capture the Essence of Good Brand Management. And they're here to talk to us about branding, which, is, as you know, is a very important topic to me. Jane, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
I can tell you're excited about that too, aren't you?
Well, it's really nice to be here, Jim.
Oh, good. Well, come on, work with me here, Jane. Hi, Jane.
We have to wake Jane up.
All right.
Hi, Jane. Right. How are you?
I'm good.
It's good to have you back on the show. And now that we got everybody's attention, one of the things that I was saying earlier, by the way, I can't pass without saying this. Did you guys know that on this day in 1955, the Lawrence Welk Show premiered?
Oh, my goodness.
Did you know
that? I didn't know that.
See, you just can't go through life without having this kind of information.
I thought he was on forever.
Well, you know, this may be a misprint. It could be 1865.
But
I'm pretty sure it was 1955 that he first premiered on television. And, of course, that was about, 20 years before either one of you were born. So.
Oh, of course. Yes, so, I don't remember anything about it.
But speaking of which, and in case you didn't know that I was the king of Segway, what a brand Lawrence Welk is!
Absolutely, my goodness!
And if you, how many people know the Lawrence Welk Show? Who maybe have? How many kids know him? Know who he is and what he did? Who've never heard his music or seen his show?
Oh, absolutely!
You know,
absolutely.
Think about that.
Yes. And his theme song. I mean, we all know that, don't we?
Of course.
Yep.
We can see the bubbly behind. The thing is, branding is so much more. When we think of Lawrence Welk, we don't think of I mean, you said the theme song, and I said the bubbly because we know that he has the champagne music, that kind of thing. But there's no logo in any of that, is there?
No, not at all.
Now, he actually had a little logo on the front of his musician's music stand. Say that three times real fast. But still, there's no logo involved in our memories of that, is there?
No. And that's one of the things that we've been really finding as we work in this field, is that a lot of people think branding is, okay, I got a logo, I have my business cards, that's all I need. But when you think about your own experiences with companies, that's not why you buy from companies.
Right.
It's because you have some kind of personal experience or recollection of what they have done for you, what their service has been like, or how well their product has worked. It's got nothing to do with the logo.
You mean people don't come and do business with us because they know it's good for our business?
Well, not at all. Can I tell my UPS story?
Of course.
I had a conversation a couple weeks ago with a friend, and we were talking about companies and branding, and she asked me about a company that I thought branded well, and I mentioned UPS, and I liked what they were doing with, you know, brown and taking a color that usually people don't relate to and making it not too much.
There's not too much sexy about brown, is there?
No, not at all.
You don't see a lot of brown Porsches, do you?
No, you don't. And so it's not very sexy, but when it comes down to it, it's not. We had very different experiences, and I thought UPS was great, and she thought they were terrible.
Yeah.
And here's why. The UPS driver that delivers to my office is wonderful. I've had the same driver for 4 years. I know her. We're on a first-name basis. If I'm not around, she knows where to find me. One day, she tried to deliver something, and I wasn't there, and as she was driving away, in her rearview mirror, she saw me walking down the street back to the office. She went around the block and came back.
Hmm.
Now, this is something that it's like, I love UPS. I will buy from them. I will use them for everything. My friend Rhonda, on the other hand, lives in an area where she hasn't seen the same UPS driver twice.
Right.
She's had a lot of problems getting deliveries, trying to arrange them. They get left in the rain. She doesn't have a very good experience. Her goal is to get big enough so that when she has her big company, the fact that she's not doing business with UPS will bother them. So,
well,
I mean, here...
That's an interesting goal.
Here you have two completely different takes on what the UPS brand is. And it's got nothing to do with brown trucks
right.
or keychains with
it's
their logo
the human
on
beings,
it.
Isn't it.
It's the human beings.
And so what you're saying is that the practice of hiring good people, paying them good well enough to stay, training them to do their job, making sure that they understand what's important to the customer, that's an essential element of branding, isn't it?
That's the critical element of branding.
Yeah. Well said. All right. So, folks, you soak that up a little bit and think about that. And you know, I suspect, Jane, that this is something that most small business owners had not thought about. If they think about their brand, the first thing they think about, I think, as you say, is a logo. And folks, we've all been guilty of this. I'm not putting anybody down. We've all been guilty of this till we learn. And we first think about the logo, and then maybe we think about, you know, the image of the company and the colors and the way we present our products and our advertising and our marketing effort. But I bet for most folks, the idea that human beings are, as you said, the essential part of branding, I bet most of us hadn't thought about that.
I think that's absolutely true. But what's funny is as soon as we say it to people, they think about it and go, yes, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is now, how do you get a consistent and positive behavior in your employees whenever they face a customer mm-hmm. or a potential customer?
All right. Gene, how do we do that?
Well, it's communication. It's really all about making sure that you understand what that level of service is, how you're going to deliver that, and then doing the communication and the training within your company to make sure that people understand it. And not just training them, but the next step is holding them accountable. So that if somebody, for example, this one case I'm talking about, it turns out that there's a lot of issues with the management in that one office.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, so...
Gene, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Dr. Jane Cameron and Dr. Gene Wilcox. And we're going to talk some more about branding. Their book is called Abelard's ABCs of Branding. When we come back, we're going to get them to give us their website and tell us where this book's available. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Jane Cameron and Dr. Gene Wilcox have written a book called Abelard's. That's right. Abelard's.
Abelard.
It sounds like I'm saying it wrong, but I'm not. Abelard's ABCs of Branding. Now, I get a lot of good books in here, ladies, in my office, and that we're sent by authors, and you know, we probably let my audience know about maybe 10% or less of all the books that we get in that we actually let them know about that we won't think they ought to know about. And we get a lot of good books in, but we don't get a lot of good books that are fun, too. Your book is not only a good book, it's a fun book. And I want you to tell the audience why that's true, why you think I said that.
Well, our approach to branding, or to our book, was to take the concept, a very serious concept, but present it in a way that made it really memorable and fun to absorb. So what we've done is taken the concepts of branding, reduced it to 26 different words and concepts, and illustrated each one of those with a letter, say A is for appropriate, and then a cartoon that illustrates really what that means. And it's interesting that by using humor, you can get points across that
right.
otherwise people would miss.
And there are animals in this book.
Yes, there are.
There are sheep and there are cattle. There's a wolf in here that's dressed up like a cow. I mean, there's the backside of some cattle. I mean, this has got everything in here. It's as I said, folks, it's a good book. It's a fun book. And you know, I bet you guys have had people say that this book was handy to teach employees about branding.
Yes. Jane, you want to comment on that? You usually do.
Yeah. Basically, one of the things we wrote the book for was so that people who don't have time to learn about it, like, say, your
Most
head of engineering
yeah.
or your operations guy or somebody like that whose buy-in you really need to get your brand out there and to work well, could have something that they'd read. And there's nothing these kind of people like than making fun of the marketing guys.
Right. Right.
And so we wrote a book just for them that the marketing people could give them.
Well, now tell us where the book's available.
The book is available on Amazon. If you go onto Amazon and do a search under Abelard, I think it's the only thing on there with that name.
I can imagine. Abullards.
Yes.
A-R-D, apostrophe.
Yes. Did we tell you that the name Abelard is actually named after a French scholar and monk from the 15th century?
I think you told us that last time, but I'd forgotten about that. Go ahead and tell us the rest of the story.
Well, it's a famous love story. Abelard was a monk, A-B-E-L-A-R-D, and he had a student named Heloise, and they fell in love, and it was a great romance in the Renaissance, and we just felt that was a good name for our docent of our business to play on the Abelard and turn it into Abullard. And, of course, he has a friend who we named Heloise, who is another one of our docents, who's more of the teacher aspect of the business.
And, of course, we all know what a great brand Abelard has been over the centuries, too, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk some more about how we can... by the way, have you got a website?
Yes, we do. www.cattlelogos.com.
All right. Talk to us some more about how we can... As a small business owner, as a small business, whether we're planning on getting big or not, some other ways that we can not only, you know, before we can strengthen our brand, we have to actually define it and have it not only defined in our customer's mind, but first we have to define it in our own mind, don't we?
Absolutely, and a lot of companies don't do that. You really need to think about what kind of personality you want to project into the marketplace. I mean, are you going to be fun? Are you going to be very serious? Are you going to be professional? Are you going to be arty? Are you going to deliver great service? What do you really want to be known for in the business? And then go about creating your materials to support that vision.
For example, if you're a restaurant, are you going to be known as a white table? Is it a white tablecloth restaurant where people can go and find a real... a low light romantic atmosphere, or is it going to be theater?
Right. Mm-hmm. Or as a friend of mine says, is it going to have real silverware as opposed to plastic?
Yeah.
And either one of those are fine if you develop the brand around it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jane. What's another example?
One of the other ones that you need to do is to basically talk to potential customers and potential partners about what they think your brand is. Because whether or not you've paid any attention to your brand, you've got one. And they have a perception of you, which is what your brand is. And if you don't pay attention to it, you might be really surprised by what they tell you.
So if we walked up to a small business owner and said, do you have a brand? And he or she said no, then we would say, well, actually, that's not true. The truth is you just don't know that you have a brand. You don't know what it is. But somebody out there is defining your brand for you.
That's right.
Branding is not an option. Because as soon as you do anything, have any kind of customer interaction, you are starting to create your brand.
Yeah.
Because those customers have some sort of experience with you, and from the very beginning, that's what sets it.
Well said, Jean. And Jane, thank you very much for being here. I've enjoyed our visit again, and thanks for your book.
Thank you so much, Jim. We really enjoyed talking with you.
Bye, Jean. Yes. Bye, Jane.
Bye-bye.
Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Dr. Carl Schramm. This show is brought to you by IBM. and Office Depot. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.